This morning we begin another one of those lessons about one of those postcard-like books. A few weeks ago we studied the book of Philemon, and there the short 25 verses are a letter that Paul sends to a brother in Christ. After giving that lesson, I had so many people come to me and tell me how they enjoyed that wonderful lesson. Well, this morning we're going to embark upon another one of those one chapter, postcard-like, if you will, letters that is written. This particular letter is written by an apostle as well. It is written by the one that is referred to in the Gospels as Thaddeus. Now, we never seem to hear that name again except within the Gospels in the context of him being chosen as an apostle of Jesus Christ. But his name is also mentioned in another place. Over in John chapter 14, verse 22, Jude is referred to there as Judas. Not Judas Iscariot, but Judas, the brother of Jesus. There he says to his brother and Lord, "Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world?" Christ answered his brother, and he said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You heard that I said to you, I go away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak much more to you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up and let us go from here." Jesus tells his brother, his chosen disciple, along with others, that the time is coming soon when he will no longer be with him, but that he will supply the blessings of the Holy Spirit. And this promise, this blessing that is given to Jude, Jesus's brother, reaches out through this book, and it exhorts us with this short letter, with this inspired note that is so very important in our lives today. With his address that he addresses this letter, he says to Christians, he says, those who are called, beloved in God the Father, kept for Jesus Christ always. He goes on to say, "I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once and for all handed down to the saints." Here is a battle for Christ, the brother of Jesus says, that he tells us that we must fight, that we must contend, that we must prepare to battle. These are words that the apostle gives here that are so important in this epistle that this short letter is preserved so that you and I can learn from it. You remember just a few days ago that extremists in this world, the terrorists who reached out to harm people so senselessly and without cause. We saw a nation. We saw the world reach out to begin to protect those of its own, to defend and protect the liberty and the lives of its citizens. Well, today, as you and I listen to the book of Jude, hear the apostles' words from the Holy Spirit are teaching us the same, that you and I need to prepare ourselves because there is an attack on Christ. And we must fight the good fight of faith for Christ our Savior. Jude goes on to say, "Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints." Perhaps Jude had intended that his letter was going to be about encouraging mercy, encouraging peace, encouraging love. All of those wonderful blessings that you and I share as Christians. However, it appears that Jude is so alarmed by the inroads of false teaching that he is compelled, in fact, to unmask them and tell us that we need to prepare for the fight. Contending for the faith, fighting the good fight of faith, is not just a good idea, people. It is absolutely necessary if we are to stand firm in the faith and not be undermined by false doctrine. People, the danger that Jude speaks of is real at that time, and it is real today. For Jude, he had seen those who were purporting or acting as though they were Christians, that they had crept into the church and have turned God's grace into an excuse for their immoral living. The Holy Spirit says through Jude, they must be exposed and they must be stopped. The letter of Jude may be brief, but it is nonetheless so very powerful. As Jude writes this letter, there is a spiritual aggressiveness in his tone and in his pen that some today would even might find objectionable. Jude pulls no punches, but is straight to the point with his message. Jude had to be straight because what is at stake is the marvelous grace of God. It is the precious salvation that was purchased on the cross of Calvary. It is the assurance that we have through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it is the assurance that the sin that is waged on souls of this world that we must fight against. As Jude sees, someone had simply come in and begun to challenge things with false teaching. And that someone was those that he refers to as false teachers. These false teachers, Jude says he must stand up against. And the exhortation of this apostle is that you must be willing to stand up with him as well. As the apostle exhorts, he says, we must contend earnestly. For you and I as Christians, this cry is to us to take up our battle stations. It is a declaration that the enemy is not just approaching, but the enemy has come in and is already perhaps entrenched in the camp. It is for you and I to see that we can be taken away so easily if we're not vigilant and if we're not on the alert. Several months ago, we had a series of lessons concerning the disciple of Christ. There that we talked about how he is a disciple, how he is a servant. And one of the attributes of being a Christian is being a soldier of Christ. Jude says we must contend earnestly. The apostle says that we must uphold the gospel at all costs. He says this is the faith that was once delivered to us. Our defense, people, is not for something man-made. Our defense is for something that is God-given. We are to extend and contend for the blessings of, that we are given in God's word. We are not to do that for the human traditions of life. We must uphold the sacred truth that has been delivered to us by God and those who have faithfully served and delivered the words of the Holy Spirit. This faith that we defend is something that was once and for all delivered. The gospel of Jesus Christ is an unchangeable truth. We are assured by Jude that we've heard, and we are assured by the other apostles within the scriptures. There is the apostle Paul who assured the same, that the truth of God has been given and is for all times. You remember that Paul warned the elders at Ephesus when he said in Acts chapter 20, verse 29, I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them. Paul, just like Jude, wrote in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. As we have said before, so say again now. If any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you have received, he is to be accursed. Through these inspired writers and others who are teaching and preaching the truth, we must understand the admonition that is given here concerning the faith that we must have in Jesus Christ and his word, and that we must defend it at all costs. We must hear the admonition of the Apostle Paul as he wrote to Timothy with his words of exhortation that you and I hear today, and they live on in us. He said to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. It's the same way that Jude says to these that he writes to in this short letter. These have crept in unnoticed. Those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Today, in the same manner, Jude calls to you and I to know that this can happen to us today if we are not on the alert. By the apostle's explanation, there are three inspired phrases that he uses to describe you and I. He says we are the called. We are called out of the world into a life of holiness and separation to God. We are beloved in God. Can there be any more precious thought than the love that God has for his children? And we are kept in Christ. As a Christian, the blessing that we know in our hearts is that we will never walk alone. Jesus remains the one who will guard us if we will stand up with him in his word. But we might even ask the question today, why must we contend? There are those in the world who pervert the truth. And sometimes their perversions, their leading away, is so very subtle. Here Jude says in his letter that they have crept in unnoticed. It's not like when there's an error. It's not like men come bursting through the doors unannounced and they say, "We're here to teach you wrong." Jude says, but they come in unannounced. Sometimes you and I have acquaintances. We have relationships, and we prize ourselves in these relationships. But sometimes we prize them so highly that we don't see when false teaching, when wrong ideas, that personal opinions